You have reached the offices of Design and Development Engineering Services Corporation. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. Otherwise, remain on the line and you will be transferred to the company directory.
Please enter in the first three letters of the person's first or last name. To back up, press star.
Jim Canales.
Extension 111. To dial this number, press 1. To hear the next matching entry, press 2. To try a
Liz Tingwall.
Extension 153. To dial.
You have reached the offices of Design and Development Engineering Services Corporation. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. Otherwise, remain on the line and you will be transferred to the company directory.
Please enter in the first three letters of the person.
Tim Canales.
Extension 111. To dial this number, press 1. To hear the next map, one moment please.
DDES, this is Tim speaking.
Hi Tim, my name is Julian, calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, what are you calling for?
Good. Hey, yeah, I'm sure you're busy. I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer that we mailed out to you a couple weeks ago. You're pre-approved based on your history with Wells Fargo and your DNB business credit profile. So I just wanted to follow up with you, see if you got an offer, introduce myself, and maybe see what kind of needs you guys have coming up. You're pre-approved with us for both equipment and capital. Are you guys looking to bring on any new equipment right now by chance?
None. We actually don't need any financing. We're completely self-financed. So matter of fact, we never really have had to do that. So appreciate the offer, but it's something that's of no interest to us.
All right, nice, no problem. Yeah, it looks like you did something with Wells Fargo. It could have just been like a short-term thing or something like that in 2014. Does that kind of ring a bell?
Not really. If we did, it was only to basically create a rating. You know, it was probably just the shadow.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense, Tim. Well, no problem. Is there a certain time of year where you guys look at equipment? I mean, I know that equipment for what you do can be really expensive, but I can check back with you maybe like before tax season, for example. I know a lot of business owners bring on equipment for tax purposes, Section 179. Is that something that you guys look at around that time? Or
We kind of do it continuously through in the year.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really have kind of a big push at the end of the year.
Gotcha. All right, Tim. Well, yeah, I appreciate your time anyway, but is there like a good email that you have that I can just mail you something really quick so you have my information on the file? You never know when something comes up. If ever anything I could help you with, I'd love to help you guys out.
You know, to tell you the truth, it'll never make it through our firewall stuff. So we have real restrictive email for our business, so we don't really ever see any of that.
Oh, wow. How do you communicate with your customers?
We have a classified system.
Gotcha. So they're a part of your like intranet sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you're okay. Gotcha. Okay, Tim. Well, I appreciate your time anyway, man. I hope this continues to do well for you guys.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure. Bye. Thank you. Bye bye.